This is What's Trending Today. A solar eclipse will pass over Earth on Wednesday, starting in Southeast Asia, March 9th, and ending in the Western Pacific on Tuesday evening, March 8th. No, the Earth is not changing direction. An eclipse occurs when the moon moves between the sun and the earth. When it is lined up between the sun and the earth, it creates a shadow and darkness on earth. Before science explained the phenomenon of a solar eclipse, days when the sun went dark were thought to be bad omens. The website timeanddate.com says ancient cultures believed the sun disappearing during the day was a sign that gods were fighting or animals were taking bites out of the sun. During the March 8th and 9th eclipse, the shadow will cross the international dateline. The dateline runs from the North Pole to the South Pole along the Pacific Ocean. It is where we measure the end of one day and the beginning of another. The eclipse will be visible in countries like Indonesia and Thailand, starting at 0 hours UTC on March 9th. About 4 hours later, the shadow will reach the U.S. state of Alaska, concluding just before nightfall, Tuesday, March 8th. People are already excited about the eclipse on social media sites. NASA posted a video on Monday talking about the eclipse, and it has thousands of likes and retweets on Twitter. The website earthsky.org says many people will see a partial eclipse, but people in Indonesia and on the island of Borneo may see a total eclipse. That is because they are in the path of totality. That is where the sun is completely blocked by the moon. Larry Cohn posted an animation on his website, shadowandsubstance.com, showing the path of the eclipse compared to UTC time. Lots of people also posted notes about how to safely watch the eclipse. But ABC News has a story about a man who convinced Alaska Airlines to reschedule its flight from Alaska to Hawaii in order to coincide with the eclipse so passengers could get a good view. Joe Rayo is an astronomer from New York and an eclipse chaser. It will be his 10th eclipse. He says he will bring 200 pairs of special glasses for fellow passengers who want to see the eclipse. A group of astronomers is doing a live webcast from Palu City on the Indonesian island of Sulawesi. If you want to watch them, you can find them on YouTube by looking up SLU. In case you missed this one, do not worry. There will be another total solar eclipse in just over a year, on August 21st, 2017. It will be visible in the U.S., starting in Oregon and ending in South Carolina. And that's What's Trending Today. I'm Dan Friedell.